Okay, I thought it would be a good idea as we just began Slichos last night to understand the main part of Slichos, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. We're going to try to go through every single day some of the Midos HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way we'll get a better understanding when we're screaming them out. They obviously have some serious significance. Where do they come up? They obviously, you know, the makor of them is in Parshas Kisisa. After Moshe Rabbeinu successfully requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he forgive the Jewish people, then what does he say? We say, Vayivara Hashem al panav, Vayikra Hashem, Hashem kelrachem, lechana, nerech, avayim, lechasem, emes, etc. Something we're familiar with from the laning on both Parshas Kisisa and also, obviously, on a tightness, on a tzom. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Yedayin of Aviz tells us something amazing about these Pesukim. On Rabbi Yochanan Mali Mikra Kasev Yivchar LaOmro. If not for the Pesukim to tell us, it would be impossible to say such a thing. What is he saying? Melamich in the Satzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wrapped himself up like a Shliach Tzibor. He had a talis. So the post can actually point out that for the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, it's important that you have a talis based off this Gemara. The Herald of Moshe Seder Tvila, and he taught Moshe how to daven. Amr lo kozman shisor choten yasl funav keseder hazeh. Anytime, says the Ribbono Shalom, that Am Yisrael sins, do like this, v'ani mochel lahem, and I'm going to forgive them. And he says, Hashem, Hashem, what is Hashem, Hashem? We'll focus on the saying, you kodem shiyichta adam aniyah adhu la'achar shiyichta adam, v'yasa tshuva, kerachem v'chanan. That's the rest of the pasuk. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, risk krusa shloshos zay mido she'inu chazun reikam shenemar hinei enochi kareis bris. Okay, there's a haptacha that if we engage in these 13 midos harachamim, HaKadosh Baruch will not turn us away empty-handed. He won't do such a thing. Couple of points of introduction before we go forward. Point number one: how do you count the midos harachamim? Is Hashem Hashem part of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? If you look at the actual amount of words, there's many more. It's a machlokas, it's a term of time. And he quotes Rabbi Nisim. There are other, the Arizal also has a shita about whether they could not. Rabbi Nisim thinks that Hashem Hashem are part of the Yud Gimel Midos. Rabbi Nisim does not think so. He thinks only one of them is. Okay, we're not going to get into it right now how exactly you count them, but you should know that it's a point of contention. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in the talis? So there's a sefer called Tiferes Yaakov. He explains what it means that the Ribbono Shel wrapped up in the talis. What it means is he took these Yud Gimel Midos and wrapped them around him in order to be mechaper on Am Yisrael. Meaning there was no talis, but the point is that he took all these Midos and through these Midos, that's what allowed Am Yisrael to achieve a certain amount of kapara. So that's also something to keep in mind that shows the centrality of Yud Gimel Midos when it comes to our own tshuva and kapara. Okay, we pointed out before, what exactly does it mean? Hashem Hashem. So the Gemara says, Hashem Hashem, that's the first midos that we're going to discuss today. Today is Hashem Hashem. That's Hashem, that's Ani Hashem Kodem Achet, I'm also Achar Achet. I'm the same Hashem. Rashi on Parshat Kitisa says, Midas Aracham in me. It's a midah of mercy. Achas Kodem Sheyichtav, Achar Sheyichtav Yashav. Both before I sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me Rachamim, and also after I sin. The question everybody asks is what? Why do I need rachamim before I sin, right? Doesn't make any sense. Why do I need the rachamim? What exactly am I saying over here? So the Sifsei Chachamim, as well as the Tosfos Rashi, they point out, oh, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam knows the future, and therefore what does he know? If I'm going to sin, so therefore maybe he would punish me right here, right now, for what will happen in the future. Therefore, what do we do? We're going to read on Rosh Hashanah, Asher Usham, like Yishmael. Because Baruch is only going to punish me when I actually do the sin, not before I sin, even if though he knows the future. That is what the Tosfos Rashi and Sifsei Chachamim. However, the Rashi has another idea, which is also very important, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if a person has a machshava of Avodah Zarah, so the halacha is that we mitzaref machshava kemaisa, that we consider your thought of doing Avodah Zarah similar to actually doing Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what do I need? I need Hashem, Hashem, I need rachamim even before I sin if I have a machshava that I'm going to sin. So that shows the importance of having both rachamim before I sin as well as after I sin. How does he get this idea of this agav? How does the Rush know that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's important that I have this idea of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarei machshava kemaisa and I need rachamim specifically before I sin? Which is a cool point, the Chizkuni. In Parshas Kitisa, why do we need the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? What happened? Am Yisrael, what did they just do? They sinned with the with the golden calf, with the chen angel. So they just did a vodah zara. So over there it says Hashem Hashem. Says the Chizkuni, look by a very similar Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim in the Meraglim. You know what it says over there? Only one Hashem. Why? Because they don't need kapara when it's not a vodah zara. Okay, just a cool aside. According to Rabbi Nissen, though, I wanted to point out something very interesting. What is the idea? If Hashem, if only one of the Hashems is part of the Yigimli Zerachamim, so what's the idea over here? And this is so important, so powerful when it comes to tshuva. Ani Hashem kodem shechata and Hashem after that you sin. What's the idea over here? The point in it is as follows. That we have the ability through tshuva and the Rachamim Divono Shalom to rectify our relationship, that it's the same as it was before we sinned. A lot of times, if you harm somebody, you damage a relationship with somebody that you care about, even if you say sorry, there's still some scars left over, emotional scars. It's difficult to get back to the place that you were previously. The godless of tshuva and the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will forget that transgression. There's no scar tissue left over. You are back to where you were before, and that's part of the koach hasin, koach of tshuva. Two other very, very quick points, or three rather. The Michta Miliyah, when it comes to Hashem Hashem, quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. He says, what does it mean, Hashem Hashem, that I need rachamim before I sin? Says Baal Shem Tov, even when I do a mitzvah, it's impossible that included in my good action is not also a negative thought or some selfish intention. That even when I do a mitzvah, I may want to be doing it in order so that I can say, look how frum I am. Look how great I am. People are going to talk about how good I am, and therefore, what do I need? I even need tshuva, rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before I sin when I'm doing something right. The B'nai Yisrael also, it's all quoted, a very beautiful idea when it comes to Hashem Hashem, that why do I need tshuva, rachamim before I sin? He's saying, what's the rachamim? That even when I'm not a baronchim, before Yud Gimel, right? I don't get punished before I'm a gadol, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the schar of the mitzvos which I do when I'm a katan. And that's the rachamim they get before it. I mean, before you're responsible for your sins, you have the rachamim of having the schuyos of the mitzvos during that time period, even though you're not responsible for the sins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you the schar for your mitzvos. Lastly, the Bechor Shor on the pasuk explains that what's the idea of Hashem Hashem? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the same midas harachamim to help out the tzaddikim, to pay them reward, and as well as to punish the rishayim. That there is rachamim, there is mercy in when rishayim get punished. That the world doesn't go unchecked. The world actually has a system, and there are checks and balances, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in order to ensure that people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and if not, they're held accountable. And there's mercy with living within the world that is structured and not chaotic. And that's the idea of Hashem Hashem, totally different from what the Gemara says. Okay, so just to go over what we said very quickly, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, very important. We have a haftacha from the Ribono Shel Olam that if we say them or we engage in them, that we won't come back empty-handed. He will forgive us. We need all three of them, 13 of them, according to the Tveris Yaakov. What does it mean? The Gemara says, Hashem, Hashem, one is before I sin, the other one's after I sin. What exactly does that mean? We explained that we have the ability to rectify relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with no scar tissue. We can get back to the place we were before we sinned. What exactly does it mean that I need rachamim from the point that before I sinned? We gave a bunch of different answers. One of that has to do with maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm going to do in the future. He won't punish me. Asher Husham. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I want to have machshavas raus to do chataim. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish me for those machshavas. Maybe it has to do with the fact that when I do a good mitzvah, like from the Baal Shem Tov and the Michta Mayor of Dessler, that I have negative intentions mixed up in there, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to view it positively. Or the B'nai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the rachamim, that he's going to allow me to get schar for mitzvos, even if he's not going to punish me for averos, when I am a katan. When we say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, either tonight or tomorrow morning, then at least when we say Hashem Hashem, at this point, we'll have a better understanding exactly what you should be focusing on. B'nai Hashem, we'll go on to the other midos tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.